Indiana has a shortage of farm veterinarians, and that strain could get worse in January. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Annie Ropeek reports, new rules for food animal antibiotics will mean more demand for vets in rural Indiana.
Well, these cows are just a few weeks old.
It's just before 8 a.m. at Luann and Tom Troxell's LaPorte County Dairy Farm, but the first part of the day is almost over. The cows have been milked, and the last calves are being fed.
Yep, they're getting milk. Real milk.
The Troxells run this dairy and an old-fashioned farm veterinarian business. Luann's administration, and Dr. Tom is the vet. Now he's getting in his truck to make house calls. The first is 40 minutes away.
At one time, I would have gone by six dairies to get to this one dairy here. And now I went by one dairy to get to these six.
Tom works for small farms, since big food companies often employ their own vets. And with consolidation in agriculture, the little guys are getting fewer and farther between.
It needs more windshield time, which isn't billable. And besides that, we've always tried to educate our farmers and teach them how to do what we do and how to make a right diagnosis. And now the farmer has the tools and the ability to do that himself. See, now these people here are survivors.
We're pulling up to J&S Dairy in Pulaski County, one of those last few small farms. It's owned by Mike Weldon's two sons. He says these days, vets like Tom are hard to find.
There's a lot of vets, but none of them want to do large animals. They all want to do dogs and cats. That way everything can come to their office and they don't have to drive around the country.
It's also about money. The average starting salary for a doctor of veterinary medicine in the U.S. was $71,000 last year. But average student debt was more than twice that. And equipment, medicine, and licenses can get expensive in rural places where there aren't many clients. But Indiana State veterinarian Brett Marsh says it's still important to everyone to have them there.
Well, one of the things that we rely heavily upon a private veterinary practitioner is they're the eyes and ears for events that are going on in animal populations throughout our state.
He's talking about disease outbreaks like 2015's avian flu. But in 25 Indiana counties, there are no food animal vets at all. So the 200 or so that live everywhere else have to drive a lot. In January, they'll need to drive more. With new antibiotics regulations, they'll have to do more inspections and write prescriptions for drugs that farmers used to get over the counter.
Which then may mean that more vets are going to be needed by an area which may have been surviving just fine with one.
Danielle Tack works for the USDA. Her program identifies rural vet shortage areas. Indiana's are in the southeast and west central regions, and pays off some student loans for vets who set up shop there. They've picked six Hoosier vets in 5 years, and Tack says their funding isn't likely to increase. That means things won't change for folks like Tom Troxell anytime soon. We left him at J&S Dairy doing some very hands-on cow ultrasounds. This is a messy, smelly job. Tom's wearing boots, coveralls, and a plastic glove all the way up his arm. The cows keep crowding together as he tries to get one into a metal pen to do the ultrasound. Sparing you the gory details, it's not that bad, and it's not long before the cows get to mosey away again to eat lunch in their sunny yard. Farmer Sam Weldon says sometimes Dr. Tom finds a sick animal when he visits. Other times, he just tells them they're doing a good job.
That we like seeing Doc once a month.
But Tom has to get back on the road to his next appointment. He's got many miles and cow ultrasounds ahead of him. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek.